Hello and welcome to Kayncast, a podcast that provides commentary on the economy and financial markets by the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management Team.
Hello, this is Ben Falcone, Managing Director with Kayne Anderson Rudnick. And with me today, I have John Christensen, Portfolio Manager of the Kayne Anderson Rudnick Mid-Cap Core Strategy. Welcome back, John. John, market returns for the fourth quarter were flat to up modestly, with growth outperforming value, particularly seeing strength in concentrated tech stocks and lower quality stocks leading the pack. Can you speak about the impact that has had on your particular strategy?
Yeah, you are correct that the Russell Midcap Index in Q4 2024 was slightly up, like 0.62%. Growth was an outperformer, and when you look at the attribution of the index in terms of high versus low quality, it clearly trended in favor of low quality. In terms of sectors, technology and energy led the way, followed by financials and communication services. Digging a little deeper, it does become more obvious that low quality prevailed in the quarter. Stock rankings, in terms of the S&P, clearly did not favor B-plus or higher stocks. Stocks that had an investment-grade debt outperformed triple B and above by over 500 basis points. High PE stocks were well ahead of the lower PE stocks. High beta stocks of two or higher were up 26% in the quarter versus those of betas of 0.5 to 1 down 1.3%. Recall, this is where we mostly look. Lastly, in terms of debt on the balance sheet, stocks with debt to cap of 70 to 100%, they were up 5% versus those of 0 to 30% were up only 1.7%. So clearly, these headwinds put in place by the index makes it more of a challenge as investors to outperform the index. Indeed, the mid-cap core portfolio underperformed the benchmark in the quarter. So we are not surprised by the underperformance given the issues we were facing.
John, can you discuss a few of the portfolio holdings that were key contributors and detractors to performance for the fourth quarter of 2024?
In terms of the top contributors to the portfolio in the quarter, they were LPL Financial, Houlihan Lokey, Emitech, West Pharmaceuticals, and Teledyne. More on LPL. Shares appreciated due to lessened risk of regulatory action on interest paid on client cash with a change in the SEC's administration imminent after the U.S. general election. The company continued to report market share gains and profit growth. In terms of the names in the portfolio that detracted the most, they are Monolithic Power, Exponent, Cooper Companies, Universal Display, and Nordson. More on Monolithic. While other end markets saw signs of cyclical recovery, Monolithic Power reported a deceleration in its enterprise data business with a sequential decline in revenues from one of its sizable customers. Uncertainty around the level of participation in this customer's next-generation products has reduced visibility into the growth profile in 2025.
John, the market showed periods of broadening out in the second half of the year. Do you believe this can continue into 2025? And if so, why?
I think in general, we are seeing some very small signs of the market broadening out. We believe we are still not seeing the value in the high quality part of the market as we should. Interest rates are still staying elevated, but inflation appears to be going in the right direction, which we believe should help the Fed with future interest rate reductions. While these latter actions don't always directly benefit our companies, as the companies we seek out usually have lean balance sheets, these actions do help broaden out the market and draw more investors to focus on the higher end of the quality market, which does benefit us. So, should we see these trends flow into 2025, and we continue to see consistent and solid financials from these companies, we have confidence that the market should recognize our types of businesses. Recall that the stocks that have benefited from this more myopic view are seeing their valuations swell also. So this creates a more precarious position for these companies as they report earnings through the year. They are more than ever priced for perfection. This is why our focus is always first on finding the best businesses that have a long and sustained competitive protection that can endure these volatile macro environments.
John, earnings growth for small and mid-cap stocks are estimated to have returned to positive growth this past quarter and strengthening into 2025. What do you feel most optimistic about heading into next year for investors in your strategy?
While many of our companies did see nice revenue and earnings growth in 2024, we could see some acceleration of that as we move into 2025. Many firms are seeing destocking pressures for its products easing as the long-term effects from COVID appear farther in the rearview mirror. Sluggish results over the last year have had an added benefit, making comps easier year over year as well. This combined with more accommodative Fed and a benign inflation should help businesses achieve stronger ongoing profitability. Of course, all of this is under the presumption that these companies have business models that have a sustainable competitive advantage where they achieve above average industry profits in good and bad economic times. This, again, is where our focus is.
Also, John, where would you be most concerned going into next year?
Concerned? I would say that we cannot worry about the macro in terms of what the Fed is going to do or who's in the White House or what tax proposals are being offered up by Congress. Those are things that are both difficult to predict, but also hard to pivot around in terms of investments. We would rather keep our investment strategy and focus on finding high-quality, financially consistent businesses. Now, we need to monitor these companies and practice strong due diligence and noticing any changes in their markets and competitive advantages. So we do have our work cut out for us in that over time, things change. So our only concern is really more of a challenge. Find these companies with robust, sustainable competitive advantages and hopefully monitor their future success.
John, as always, thanks for taking the time to provide your insight to our Canecast listeners.
You've just listened to Canecast. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Spotify. For more of our investing insights, head over to our website, www.cane.com. Canecast is the official podcast series of Kayne Anderson Rudnick Investment Management, CAR. This material is provided as a matter of general information and is not intended to be relied upon as a forecast or research. The opinions expressed herein are those of the speakers and are not necessarily the opinions of CAR or its affiliates, are current as of the date and time of the recording, and are subject to change at any time due to changes in market or economic conditions. The information and opinions contained in this material are derived from proprietary and non-proprietary sources deemed by CAR to be reliable and are not necessarily all-inclusive. CAR does not guarantee the accuracy or completeness of this information. This communication should not be construed as an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any security. Individuals should consult with a qualified financial professional before making any investment decisions. Reliance upon information in this material is at the sole discretion of the listener. To the extent any performance is discussed, past performance is not indicative of future results.